Gracious Father, it is once again that we are able to come together for worship and get encouragement from your word. It is through your word that hearts and minds can be changed to make new steps in relationship with you. May the word that comes forth come forth with clarity and understanding so that you get the glory and honor that you deserve. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Now, we're talking about righteousness. Last week was what is righteousness? And I'm going to go into that again because we're trying to pursue righteousness. So we really have to know exactly what is righteousness. So what does it mean to pursue righteousness? In order to pursue righteousness, let's first talk about what it is. Okay. Now, Webster's Dictionary defines righteousness as behavior that is morally justifiable or right. Such behavior is characterized by accepted standards of morality, justice, virtue, or uprightness. Okay. It can also mean justice, justness, divine holiness, and the quality of being right in the eyes of God. It is his standard that defines true righteousness. His power is what enables it. And unless God is the author, we will never possess it. When you're trying to pursue something, don't you just, you go after it. In other words, you chase after it. You strive to gain or accomplish reaching a certain goal that you set for yourself. You go after it with determination and perseverance. As we live in a world where people tend to believe that their own ways are right in their own eyes, we find it hard for many to accept the absolute standard of righteousness. True or false becomes relative, and many believe they can do whatever they think or feel is right. So what about righteousness in this day and time? How do we go about pursuing it? Are we trying to pursue what we think is righteous, or are we trying to pursue the righteousness of God? I have some vivid memories years ago when I called myself being on my own and doing my own thing, you know, and I thought, hey, I'm grown. I can do what I want, you know. And some of the things I did, I knew they were wrong. But, hey, I felt like, hey, I'm not hurting nobody. So it's okay. It's all right. However, there was a time when Christ came into my life, I had a change of heart. And I slowly but surely was finding out that the path that I was taking was not the path he wanted for me. When we try to pursue our own righteousness, we just can't do it. We're not able to attain it through our own efforts. It's nothing that we can do to make it right. We are human, so we're inclined to follow our own paths and use our own ways instead of God's because that's the sinful nature we were born with. Psalm 51:5. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I am so sorry. I went ahead of myself. I forgot to give you the scriptures and the pages. So I'll take time to do that now. Psalm 51:5 is page 683 in the Voice. We've got Genesis 15:6, page 16. Proverbs 12:28, page 749. 2 Corinthians 5:21, page 419.
419?
Yeah.
Yeah, 14 is 4.
I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 5:21, page 14:19. Sorry about that. Romans 4:5, page 1377.
It's in the Voice, right?
Mm-hmm. Philippians 3:9, page 14:46. Second Samuel 22:21, page 386. Proverbs 15 and 9, page 752. And our last one is Matthew 6 and 33, page 1159. Does anyone need me to go over any of those?
Last one. Matthew.
I'll do them again. Psalm 51:5, page 683. Genesis 15:6, page 16. Proverbs 12:28, page 749. 2 Corinthians 5:21, page 14:19. Romans 4:5, page 1377. Philippians 3:9, page 1446. 2 Samuel 22 and 21, page 386. Proverbs 15:9, page 752. And Matthew 6:33, page 1159. Okay. All right. Now, as I was saying, we can't pursue righteousness on our own because of our sinful nature. And Psalm 51 and 5 says, and some of these I will be reading from the Amplified version because the Amplified kind of brought it out even more. So I was brought forth in a state of wickedness. In sin, my mother conceived me. And from my very beginning, I too was sinful. So there's our sinful nature. We're born into it. After the fall of man, sin entered the world and caused wickedness in the human heart. In consequence, God laid down the laws that were necessary because of our rebellious nature. The law reveals to us that no man can satisfy all of its requirements. Because of our sin nature, we consistently break the law by our thoughts and our actions. This renders us helpless towards accomplishing God's perfect standard. The word righteousness in the Bible first appears in the account of God's covenant with Abram when he was declared righteous for believing in God's promise of his future offspring. God rewarded him with his righteousness by faith and not by works. Genesis 15 and 6 says, Abram believed God and trusted in his promises. So God counted it to his favor as righteousness. The way of righteousness leads to life, not death, because God is the ultimate source of life. It means that righteousness belongs to God alone. And therefore, as we pursue God, we are surely pursuing his righteousness. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life. And in its pathway, there is no death, but immortality, eternal life. On our own, we are not worthy to stand in God's presence. His holiness and perfection cannot tolerate sin, plain and simple. Our hopeless sin nature requires a redeemer who can justify us and cover our sin with holy righteousness so that the Father will accept us. Jesus is the only one who can fulfill this assignment. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. He orchestrated this, the anointed one who had never experienced sin, became sin for us that in him we might embody the very righteousness of God. Mm. Jesus freely offers us justification and his righteousness when we experience his saving grace through faith. Without Jesus, God cannot accept us. So it's very important that we receive Jesus' righteousness. Believing in Christ is the work of faith, which produces righteousness. Righteousness is the God-given quality accredited to man upon believing in Christ.
You say that again.
Righteousness is the God-given quality accredited to man believing in Christ. The perfect righteousness that God provides is a gift that is ours the moment we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen?
Wow. Amen.
Romans 4 and 5. But to the one who does not work, that is the one who does not try to earn his salvation by doing good, but believes and completely trusts in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God. As we mature in our relationship with Christ, he gives us the Holy Spirit who empowers us to pursue righteousness so that our desires become more like his and a transformation takes place in our hearts and our minds. Day by day, he molds us to take on his likeness and his character. Philippians 3 and 9. When it counts, I want to be found belonging to him, not clinging to my own righteousness based on the law, but actively relying on the faithfulness of the anointed one. This is true righteousness supplied by God, acquired by faith. Pursuing righteousness takes godly wisdom. We need wisdom for everyday types of situations. However, godly wisdom is on a whole other level. It involves a deeper knowledge of God and his ways, a better understanding of right and wrong, and confidence to respond to others from a place of love. You know, sometimes we can get self-righteous when people do things wrong that we feel is wrong or that we even know is wrong. But how can we come from a place of self-righteousness when all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God? So we have to come from a place of love. Because if not for the grace of God, it could be us. Pursuing righteousness is something that we have to work at daily. It's perfected over time through our obedience to God, and it slowly reveals itself as evidence of our faith. 2 Samuel 22 and 21. The Eternal One rewarded me because I sought righteousness. He rewarded me because I kept my hands clean. Seeking righteousness, God loves that. Proverbs 15 and 9. The way of life of the wicked is hateful and exceedingly offensive to the Lord, but he loves those who pursue righteousness, personal integrity, moral courage, and honorable character. And today we don't see a lot of that. We see a lot of people doing all kinds of things that are just all kinds of wickedness. They have no moral compass. They have no fear of God today. You see it right in front of you every day. All you gotta do is look at the news, and all you gotta do is walk out your doors and you see it. But we as Christians, God wants us to stand up for righteousness no matter what. Whenever we see wrong, we can't let people get by with it. We got to stand up for what's right. Even sometimes if it's going to hurt. Even sometimes we'll lose friends over it. But that's not what it's all about, losing friends. It's about being obedient to God. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you. We who are believers in Jesus have become the children of God. And in him, we are forever loved by him unconditionally, just as children are forever loved by their parents, no matter what. We are accepted and justified not by our own goodness, but by the perfect love of God. Having been so tremendously loved by the Heavenly Father, we are to express our gratefulness by continuously living in his righteousness. Pursuing righteousness is an ongoing journey. We have to encourage ourselves daily in the Lord by keeping our mind stayed on him, reading the word, praying and asking for wisdom, and also making purposeful efforts to walk in the Spirit. God knows that we still have the capacity to sin, and our righteousness will never be perfect on this side of heaven. But he's pleased to see our determination and perseverance. The simple act of trying and being persistent will capture his attention. So no matter what, he is always there to help us. We must continue to pursue our righteousness in the Lord, remembering he blesses those who seek him. We are all working towards the goal of seeing righteousness in its true perfection on that great getting up morning when we see Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory.
Yes.
You have declared us righteous by the redemptive blood of your son. We just don't know how to thank you for such a great, great sacrifice, which freed us from all our sins and shortcomings. We are so grateful for your unfailing love, compassion, grace, and mercy toward us. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.